Because gaze at beauty, maybe beauty in your yard, beauty on your balcony, beauty all around us. As we gaze at it, let us simultaneously call to mind the destruction that is being wrought in our world, and for the most part by human beings. And let us be honest about that. Let's just be in the present moment with that. And call to heart and call to mind that it all could be harmonious. And it has been. And many times in our planet's history. And in human history, actually, too. Maybe not recent history, that is to say, this root race, but it has been in the past. And we call to mind that even within this root race, which is a long period of time, there have been stewards and those who cherish the land and the mountains and the streams and call them by name and revere them and know how sacred and important they all are, all the indigenous peoples of the world. So it all could be quite beatific, this beautiful, beautiful world. We call this to mind because of natural. What is natural? And what is unnatural? And so our mind naturally settles and opens and softens, and our heart and empathy does the same. And cravings all go away, they disappear. Clingings do too. They just evaporate. and shoulds or shame or urgency or worry. They are gone too, as if they never truly existed. Natural. And so we experience from within ourselves, there's not a need to think sometimes, not a need to chase. These things have just gone as if they never truly existed. And a peace and gentleness naturally is what is wide open, soft, present moment presence. And as we abide, this is effortlessly pouring into the world. Effortlessly emanating. Like the flower's scent or the flower's beauty Effortlessly. Pervades its surroundings. How marvelous. And if our mind drifts, go back to the original contemplation, the beauty all around, and simultaneous the destruction being largely wrought by our species. Destruction of one another, destruction of thought and mental capacity itself through distraction, distraction, distraction. Destruction of ethos, ethics, morality. Destruction of environment, a planet. Civility. So if the mind wanders, there's plenty to wander to that is purposeful. And then we'll settle again. The mind will settle again with the wholeness of it all and settle into a wholeness and peace. We smile with the world and take a long, so deep breath, breathing with the world. Because in many ways, this is a true form of activism. This is a true form of support of all the activities in the world that are for the benefit of all beings and the benefit of our planet. When we look directly at a fact and a truth, then it's very appropriate and a lot more straightforward to be part of a solution, part of right management. And so we look squarely and accept such and such. We look squarely at it. And then choose with all our volition and all our creativity to be the light and bring it into the world in every way within our capacity. How marvelous. Ooh. Ooh. Love you all. Create your day.